And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese lawmakers passed a wide-ranging update to the country's anti-espionage legislation on Wednesday. China's top legislative body passed the revised counter-espionage law, its first update since 2014, following 3 days of deliberations. State news agency Xinhua says the revised law expands the definition of espionage to include cyber attacks against state organizations or critical information structure. Analysts say these revisions are evidence that stricter regime as suspicion of the United States and its allies grows. President Xi spoke by telephone on Wednesday with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Zelensky in a tweet described a, quote, long and meaningful call with Xi in Beijing. A government official said China would send special representatives to Ukraine to hold talks with all parties in an effort to end the crisis. China has repeatedly tried to present itself as a potential intermediary between Moscow and Kyiv. But Ukraine's Western allies have viewed Beijing's diplomatic overtures with heavy skepticism. Xi is the most powerful world leader to have refrained from denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Kremlin said on Thursday it welcomed anything that could bring the end of the Ukraine conflict closer when asked what it thought of the phone call. But the Kremlin said it still needs to achieve the aims of what it calls its special military operation in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the phone call that Russia is ready to welcome anything that could hasten the end of the conflict in Ukraine and Russia. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday NATO has delivered 98% of the combat vehicles promised to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion of the country last year. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at Alliance headquarters in Brussels, Stoltenberg said the support NATO allies have provided Ukraine through the U.S.-organized Ukraine Defense Contact Group has been unprecedented.
That means over 1,550 armored vehicles, 230 tanks and other equipment, including vast amounts of ammunition.
The NATO chief said he believes those deliveries put Ukraine in a strong position to continue to retake territory occupied by Russia. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden will briefly visit the Pacific Island nation of Papua New Guinea in May. A spokesperson from the Prime Minister's office says President Biden will stop in the capital, Port Moresby, for 3 hours on his way to Australia to attend the Quad Leaders Summit. A source told Reuters that Mr. Biden is expected to meet with more than one dozen Pacific Island leaders during his visit to the capital. The meeting would be a significant move in U.S. efforts to push back against Chinese inroads in the region and follows up on a summit of Pacific Island leaders that Mr. Biden hosted at the White House in September. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Wednesday that the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp has seen its fortunes rebound after a difficult 2022. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Meta shares surged 12% in after-hours trading, adding more than $50 billion to its market value. CEO Zuckerberg puts the success down to AI, which is helping the company boost traffic to its sites and earn more in ad sales. Zuckerberg now plans to double down on that strategy. He also reiterated his commitment to investing in the metaverse-oriented Reality Labs unit, which lost $13.7 billion last year.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. A new report released Thursday by an international team of climate scientists says man-made global warming is to blame for a devastating drought in the Horn of Africa. Scientists with the World Weather Attribution Group say higher temperatures have significantly increased evaporation from soil and plants, which has made dry soils much more likely. Since late 2020, countries on the Horn of Africa, including Djibouti, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan, and Sudan, have been suffering the worst drought in 40 years. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.